This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The NFL settles the player concussion case for $1 billion over 65 years. The league expects 6,000 of 20,000 retired players to end up with Alzheimer's. Former General and CIA Director David Petraeus is sentenced to a $100,000 fine and 2 years probation for sharing government secrets with his journalist mistress. Russians gradually assumed control of Uranium 1 in three separate transactions from 2009 to 2013, according to Canadian records. A flow of cash made its way to the Clinton Foundation, it seems. Uranium 1's chairman used his family foundation to make four donations, totaling $2.35 million. Those contributions were not publicly disclosed by the Clintons, despite an agreement Mrs. Clinton had struck with Obama White House to publicly identify all donors. Busking, or playing money for tips, is mostly legal, depending on the city, and protected by free speech in many areas. In New York City, it has not been a crime since 1970, and courts have held that attempts to ban music in subways has been unconstitutional since 1985. Senator Patty Murray, the top Democrat on the Senate committee that deals with labor issues, plans to introduce a bill to increase the minimum wage in steps from its current level of $7.25 to $12 by 2020. Chinese experiment indicates that scientists are not ready or able to successfully edit defective human genes. Regulatory problems from the FCC and Justice Department finally forced Comcast to throw in the towel on its $45 billion merger attempt with Time Warner Cable, stopping the monopoly effort. The FDA sent warning letters to five companies whose supplements contain BMPA, notifying them that the chemical is neither an appropriate dietary ingredient nor an extract of Acadia rigadula. The companies it notified included high-tech pharmaceuticals, human evolution supplements, Train Naked Labs, Better Body Sports, and Tribravis Enterprises. Deutsche Bank will pay $2.5 billion fine to settle interest rate rigging case by its employees in London and Frankfurt from 2005 to 2009. UK and the USA found the rigging to be deliberate. Justice Department has sued Quicken as the third largest mortgage originator, contending that from September 2007 through December 2011, Quicken knowingly submitted claims on hundreds of bad loans and encouraged an underwriting process in which employees disregarded FHA program rules and falsely certified that loans met the requirements, leaving the government paying the bills. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.